AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers in Columbia, South Carolina, the state capital, will be going door to door today looking for anyone who may still be trapped by that historic rainstorm. At least seven people have been killed by the massive storm that slammed into South Carolina and surrounding states. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
This has been a once-in-a-lifetime storm.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is telling people in her state to stay at home.
This is not something to be out taking pictures of.
And South Carolina state climatologist Mark Malcic says it's not over.
We're anticipating another 2 to 6 inches of rain from Columbia to Myrtle Beach.
An area near Columbia, South Carolina, recorded more than 18 inches of rain, nearly all of it in 24 hours. I'm Ed Donahue.
They may have found a debris field, but no answers yet in the search for that missing U.S. cargo ship lost off the coast of the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin. 28 Americans on board. The Coast Guard says it's not sure the debris is from the ship. It'll hold a news conference 3 hours from now to tell us more. At the Garden Valley Church in Roseburg, Oregon, Pastor Craig Schlesinger is still trying to make sense of last week's killings at a community college. And survivors reports that the gunman asked who was Christian before he shot the victims.
Not just that they were killed, but that they were intentionally shot in the head for confessing to be a Christian.
Some witnesses have said after killing people who said they were Christian, the gunman executed others as well at random. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been won by 3 scientists from Ireland, Japan, and China. This is AP Radio News. We've learned that hundreds of prison inmates have escaped while they were supposed to be traveling to halfway houses to complete their sentences. Our Carlotta Bradley's got this. Well, Carlotta said that what's been going on here is that after these prisoners, some of them who have been in prison for violent offenses, were released to halfway houses, they were supposed to travel, some under their own steam and unescorted, to the halfway houses. But some of them have not been showing up.
There have been documents obtained
going on into this. Also today, the Supreme Court is starting its new term, and that will include cases that will deal with abortion, religious objections to birth control, race in college admissions, and the power of public sector unions. The Supreme Court starting its new term this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.